Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release the Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I'm Harold Weaver.
And so on today's episode, the topic is All It Takes Is One Encounter.
Just one.
All it takes is one encounter. Mm-hmm. So our scripture reading is going to come from Genesis 32. Verses 24 through 30. And it says, Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing upon me. The man asked him, what is your name? And in the shock of realization, he said, Jacob, which meant a supplanter, a schemer, a trickster, and a swindler. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, a contender with God. For you have contended and have power with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, tell me, I pray you, what in contrast is your name? But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And the angel of God declared a blessing on Jacob there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared and not snatched away. So the backstory to Jacob is that he had stole his brother's birthright. He tricked him out of it. And he played. His mom helped him and tricked his father, who could barely see. And so when the father pronounced the blessing, it's supposed to be for the firstborn. Jacob was the secondborn. So when the father came in and did the blessing, Jacob acted like he was his brother and he received it. And so once he gave out that blessing, it pretty much just, you know, for the second son, it wasn't going to be the same. So the brother found out about it. The brother said he was going to kill him. So Jacob ended up fleeing his land. Now, Jacob's name, as I mentioned in the scripture, was a trickster. That was his name. And which he proved to be that, because he tricked his father to get his brother's blessing. Mm-hmm. Then he went to another land. And in that land, he tricked the guy who was he was working for. And he pretty much took all the guy's cattle, sheep, whatever. Mm-hmm. But God had told him he had to go back home to face his brother, and he was scared because he knew his brother wanted to kill him. Mm-hmm. But he had this encounter, and some passages say he was struggling, and so he was wrestling, and in his wrestling and struggling, he got this blessing. So his name got changed from that one encounter. His name was changed. His life was different. When he went back to meet his brother, It was nothing that he thought. They made up. They lived on happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And so one encounter. It only takes one encounter. Mm-hmm. And sometimes one encounter, it'll change your life. Sometimes it might not be for the better. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is for the better. Mm-hmm. But it falls on you to determine which direction it's going to go in. Mm-hmm. Only one encounter. When you encounter God, you can't help but change. You won't be the same. Everything changes. People see you different. You act different. You walk different. You talk different from one encounter with God.
Harold.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. So this topic right here is one of those topics where it can go either way. So let's talk about it that way. That this one only encounter could be just like you said. It could be a good one. It could be a bad one. And like you also said, it's up to us how we perceive it. It's up to us how we deal with it. It's up to us how we manifest through it or ignore it altogether. The point here is all it takes is that one encounter. And like Seth said as well, it could be God that you've chosen not to use that one encounter to get to know. To get to know. And like Cynthia also said, with God, there's unlimited encounters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's unlimited encounters with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's our point tonight. that's our point this week, that just to ask yourself once again, what could this mean to you? What could just one encounter mean to you? We're going to try to give you guys different angles, different scenarios, different situations, how this can come into play in your everyday life. In your everyday life, just think about the things that you're already doing, the things that you still want to do, the things that you felt that you couldn't do. All it takes is that one encounter, that one shot, that one try, that one thought, that one person. So now we're back to, what do we consider that one encounter? We back to the mindset. We back to the choices that we have as individuals to see what we want to see out of whatever it is we're trying to see, out of whatever it is someone is trying to get us to look at. We have that choice. We have that individual power in ourselves to see what we want out of that. What does that mean? Somebody could be talking negative things to you constantly. I've been here. That's why I'm going here. That for some odd reason or not, you have found a way to see, to take, to feel something positive out of each and every negative word from that person. Until you've gotten to that point where you don't need to hear no more, because the opportunity for that person to change what they're saying has gone. So it's time for you to move on. That right there is just another example of all it takes is one encounter. All it takes is one encounter. All you have to do is realize what that one encounter is. And then take from it what you need. Maybe even take from it what you want and keep it moving. And keep it moving to what? That next encounter. But our point this week is all it takes is one encounter. All it takes is one encounter to move you to the next level. All it takes is one encounter. One to drop you to your knees. But if you go with God, you know what I'm saying? If you go with God, those encounters are unlimited. Come on, Sam.
And I want to go back to the story with Jacob, and I want to talk about how not only did that one encounter change his name from being a trickster to being one who contends with God, but when he touched the hollow part of his hip, he had a different walk when he went back. So not only can the one encounter maybe change your name, but it'll change your position. And how you were. You might have been bent over in one season. And now God, because of that one encounter, God is lifting you up so you can be standing straight up to walk into your next season. But I want to say that, you know, just one encounter might be what you need. Maybe you need to seek the encounter. So then that way you can make it to where you're trying to be. Maybe you can do all the things that's in your heart to do it. But it has to be, sometimes it needs to be an intentional thing, not accidentally. Then accidentally then walked in it. You need to purposely walk in it. You know, one encounter. What is one encounter that you've had in your life that made the difference in your life? I want to challenge you. To go back and just think about it. What encounter changed your life? And then I want you to meditate on that thing. And then I want you to look for your future. Because I'm sure it's not just one encounter you didn't have. I'm sure you didn't have many encounters. But sometimes life can put us on a path and we forget about it. But now I think you need to sit back and you need to think about it and remember it. Because when you think about that, whatever you're going through now, you can say, oh, wait a minute. I remember that encounter. I remember that encounter.
I was just thinking that another way to look at what we're talking about as far as all it takes is one encounter is memories. And you touched on that just then. I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on memories. Memories, history, all the things that we've already gone through, those are considered encounters. But the ones that we can not forget, the ones that wasn't meant to forget, the ones that even if we wanted to forget, we couldn't, those are the ones that we have to go back and look at and see what we took out of. And that's those are the ones that's distinguished whether or not it was only that one encounter. And for that reason is why we can't forget it. It could have been that relationship. Could have been that job. It could have been that accident. Could have been that wedding. My point is, as the individual themselves and the choices that we have with the mindset that we choose to maintain, we can take that encounter, that one specific encounter, and change it and turn it around. And use it as an example. Use it as a lesson. Use it as an activity. Use it as a celebration. It's our choice. That's the point I want to make this week. It's our choice that we have. The majority of us don't even realize that we have until it's brought to the forefront or until somebody either shows them or tells them that you have a choice. You have a choice to do wrong. You have a choice to do right. They all choices. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to realize what they are so you can use them for what they are. And then at the same time, be prepared for the consequences if you choose to go left instead of right. Come on.
I'm glad you went. Because I was thinking, I know we've been talking about all the good things and the good encounters that can change our life, but you hit on the thing about, you know, when we make our choices. And so how I even thought about talking about one encounter.
This was your subject, though, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Come on. Was because I had just got this revelation when I was thinking about my daughter. And I was saying she had this one encounter with this one guy.
That's all it took.
And that's all it took. And not only did it change her life,
it
changed all our lives from one encounter.
Good point.
And so, you know, like we said, there's some choices that we need to make. And depending on what choice you make can determine if your life ends or if your life begins.
Okay. Look at you.
So, you know, I just when I had that revelation, I just said, we got to talk about this.
We did.
One encounter. That's all it takes. Whether it's good or bad, just that one encounter.
And just remember that. Again, we're not specifying one specific encounter. We're not doing that. We're not trying to speak and teach that. We're just saying that look at the things that you've already done. And look at how much time that you still have to either do it differently or do it in a way where it can teach somebody else the lesson that you learned before it's too late for them not to. So when we start talking about these memories, when we start talking about our history, we start talking about the lessons that not only that we've learned, but we still, every day that he's give us, teach them. Look at them differently. Look at them as encounters for these people or whoever that haven't been through, that you can teach them in a certain way. Sometimes the things that we're trying to teach just need to be taught differently to the person that we're trying to get to learn. That's something else to consider as well. And all that comes from the verbiage. I tell my guys, every chance I get, everything is what, you know, I do the officiating thing. But even as an instructor, everything is verbiage. It's how you say it. It's what you're saying. And depending on the topic, you might have to change all the dialogue up on your audience so they can get the point across, so you can get the point across, so they can understand and comprehend it, to not only be sitting there listening to it, but as they get done with it, take it and use it. Use it. So teach these. It only takes one encounter. But don't just leave it there. Break it down. If it's your children you're explaining it to, or if it's a friend or an adult, whatever it is, just make sure your dialogue is specific enough that they can understand the point that you're making. At the same time, make sure it's a positive thought that they take away from it. Because mm-hmm. that's what we don't want to do. I mean, it ain't but so much we can prevent. Mm-hmm. When I say that, there are going to be some bad encounters. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it can only be as bad as we allow it to be. Mm-hmm. It can only be as bad as we make it. Mm-hmm. Hmm? So if it's a bad encounter, it's got to be a way to make it good. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Even in death, mm-hmm. I always say, you know, the person that we I'm not going to say we lost. I'm going to say the person that went home, mm-hmm. they probably in a better place mm-hmm. than where they were. Mm-hmm. That's how I can take the positive away from something that could be, and who knows, for most people is negative, mm-hmm. and turn it around mm-hmm. to make it positive, keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Only takes one encounter.
Yeah,
but does not have to be a bad one each and every time. Come on, Sam.
Yeah, I went back to, I think I talked about this on one of the episodes when we were kind of, me and my girls at the time when I was, had been separated from my second husband. Mm-hmm. And it was rough because I was trying to run a salon, also take on a new, you know, rent, mm-hmm. also having a car payment, mm-hmm. having three young girls, mm-hmm. and trying to do it all. And so I just remember how mm-hmm. how rough it was. But
a bunch of encounters all at one time. Stop. That's what you had.
Yeah, but I wasn't gonna allow my kids to feel that we didn't have. So, pride kept me from asking for help, letting anybody help me, because I was determined I was going to do it myself. But the encounter that I want to talk about was that this one lady had told me, because I was trying to come up with new ways on marketing the salon that I had, and the lady convinced me. She said, have faith. Mm-hmm. If you can get gas to come up to this place, then drive up here and just trust God. And so I was driving to, I forgot what state that thing was in, but it was a drive. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, the lady called me up to the front, put me on the stage, somebody who had pride, which was me, and had me to tell my story to these people I had never met, didn't know. And what happened to me in that event, in that one encounter, mm-hmm. changed my life. Mm-hmm. People was just giving to me, bringing money, dropping it and putting it in my hand, putting it where I was sitting at. I was overwhelmed with how much these people had that much of compassion. Mm-hmm. But had I not had that encounter, mm-hmm. who knows where me and my girls would have been. Who knows how long we would have been in that situation. But that one encounter, God was showing me that there's times when you have to have your hand open. Mm. And you can't keep it closed all the time. Because when you keep it closed, he can't put nothing in it.
Woo! Mm-mm. Look at you.
Come on.
That was put very, very well. Much needed. That was good.
Thanks.
So what are we saying? Two things. One, you have a choice. Even when you think you don't, even if you don't think that you should, you do. You do. You just have to believe in that choice. You have to have faith in the outcome and be ready and prepared for whatever you have to deal with next. And if you put that in God's hands, you have nothing to worry about. And that's the difference. If you put it in his hands, you have nothing to worry about. Those encounters are unlimited. Hmm? These examples are unlimited. These situations, scenarios that you've already been through and still have time to go through them again in a different and better way. I say you still have time because as long as God gives you another day, he's giving you more time. And if he's giving you more time, that means he's not done with you yet. But you have to believe in all of that, not some of that, for it to matter. For it to manifest. There is no shortcuts. There is not one without the other. You have to believe in the Almighty. Because he's already chosen to believe in us. Take us out, Sam.
So I hope that this episode touched you. I hope that this encounter.
Trust it won't be the last. Trust that.
Change your life. You know, every time you encounter our podcast, I hope it makes a difference in your life. So if you want to reach out to us, give us any comments or any topics you would like for us to talk about, you can reach out to us at releasethepodcast@gmail.com. Rate us on the apps that you're listening to us on. And please share our podcast with friends and loved ones and whoever you can pass it on to. Pass it on to them. And is that all? That's what we got?
Okay. I think it's your turn.
Okay, with that being said, dear God, I just say thank you once again for the revelation that you give us each time we do this episode. You never surprise us because you're always on time. You're always filling our mouths with what we need to say and how we need to say it. And I just pray that you will continue to grow this podcast. You will continue to draw people that will want to hear this message so that their lives can be for the better and that they will be able to get to know you as well as we know you. And so, God, we just pray that a blessing over this podcast, over this message, that it will change their lives, that they will have this encounter that we're talking about, that they will experience it and not just hear it. And then that way it can change their lives and they can spread the word and somebody else can have an encounter. So God, whatever I didn't know to pray, go beyond this prayer and do what you do, which is make all things great. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Next week, y'all.
We out.